I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Allie Burlow. And this week, Allie talks with a farmer on Martha's Vineyard who's raising an unexpected crop.
Dan Marino is standing in front of his farm off Eastville Beach in Oak Bluffs. It's 2 acres of gray, green, cold seawater. Ducks are flying around and waves are breaking on the shore. Everything that he's growing is invisible from the land. You wouldn't know this is a farm unless you dove under to see it. Dan and his brother cultivate oysters out here in the summer and are now testing a new crop that they planted in December, sugar kelp.
We're piggybacking on what the Asian communities have been doing for hundreds of years and deployed kelp lines out on the farm here to grow as a wintertime crop. So it gets harvested actually end of March, early April, which is about the time, end of April, is when our oyster seed arrives. So it completes a full year cycle growing for a farmer.
Boats are coming in and out of the harbor, and there's an ongoing construction project happening right behind us on Beach Road. This is about as urban as the vineyard gets, but looking out, you can imagine the kelp waving, oblivious to the rest of us, like flags under the sea, being moved by the winds, tides, and currents of vineyard sound. Farming like this takes early adapters, innovation, and some chutzpah. The Martino brothers will harvest their first crop while the water is still cold.
We park the boat underneath the grow line, and we pull the line up over the boat, and then we actually cut with scissors the blades of kelp off, and they fall down into the boat, right into our cooler, and then we ice them down and bring them to shore and start processing them.
Kelp grows naturally in these waters. You can find it washed up on the shore and use it in soups or salads if you wanted to. But when you collect it off a beach, you never know how long it's been out of the water and starting to rot.
Just want to maintain the integrity of the product. So once we get it back to the processing place, we hose it down with cold water and remove any fouling that might be on it, other types of seaweed or algae or crabs or anything you might find. And then we actually steam it or boil it for 30 seconds. Then we blanch it in cold water. Just like you would green beans or something, and then pop it right into the freezer. And it really preserves all the nutrients in it, and then it's a final clean product that chefs and other organizations can use.
Dan says that there are farmers in Maine who've ditched growing oysters for kelp and seaweed instead, and they're now shipping it all over the states.
It almost doubles in size weekly. It thrives. So, you know, it starts microscopic, and by the end it can be 7 feet long.
That's incredible.
And it doesn't require any food, it doesn't require any fresh water, it doesn't require any, you know, additives into the environment at all. It's only extracting, you know, what some people would call pollutants, or nitrogen and phosphorus and carbon, and it's only extracting elements out of the water. It's pretty neat. Definitely the future.
The brothers are farming kelp under a research project with the Martha's Vineyard Shellfish Group. The project not only includes how to seed, grow, harvest, and process the kelp, but also how to market it, and how to get people to eat it. Dan and Greg plan on connecting with local chefs to taste test and cook with the kelp. Dan is enthusiastic.
It's like kale before people discovered kale. You know, it's a gem that you know is really healthy and full of vitamins and makes you live longer, and it's a mystical ingredient that you can add.
I always add a piece of kelp, also called kombu, to my pot of beans because it helps make beans more digestible. And I also like that ocean water, foggy, salty, subtle flavor it adds. Americans already eat plenty of seaweed when you consider how ubiquitous sushi is now. Dan would love to grow nori, that dark green seaweed that sushi is wrapped in. And you can find different seaweeds in stores, as salad or packaged as snacks. They're often made with seaweed imported from Korea or the Pacific Ocean. Hopefully, that can change.
Right, and grow it here on Martha's Vineyard instead of bringing it from the mainland. It all makes a lot of sense to just keep it super local.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
Allie's got some photos of the Martino Brothers farm and sugar kelp on our website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast. This local food report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.